Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Thursday, October 7th, and happy 62nd birthday to American Idol host and judge Simon Cowell.
And if I'm being honest with you, if you walked into a record company, if you got in, I think they'd throw you out even before you sang.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are today's top stories presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Multiple injuries and snarled traffic were the result after a wrong-way driver crashed head-on into a pickup on Veterans Memorial. Smyrna updated its concept for a $5.7 million downtown redesign after feedback. The Planning Commission waffles on the Silver Creek development and recommends residential plan on Martha Berry Boulevard. Cobb School Board member Dr. Jaha Howard enters race for Georgia School Superintendent. Local hospitalizations drop below 100 as positivity rate continues to decrease. And finally, Canton became majority renters in the last decade.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
A wrong-way driver in a large work van led police on a chase along Veterans Memorial Highway Tuesday afternoon before crashing head-on into a pickup truck and being revived from an apparent drug overdose. Multiple people were injured, though the exact number of people involved in the crash in Mableton is at this point unknown. The identities of the individuals involved had not yet been released. Cobb Police Sergeant Wayne Delk told the MDJ that around 1 p.m., an off-duty Cobb officer was traveling eastbound on Veterans Memorial Highway near Floyd Road when he noticed a white passenger van traveling the wrong direction toward him. The officer turned around and alerted on-duty officers to assist in stopping the van, but the driver did not respond to the police lights or sirens. The pursuit came to an end near Davis Drive, where the van collided head-on with a 4-door pickup truck carrying a family, though it was not yet confirmed how many people were in the truck or if any of those occupants were minors. No one in the truck sustained life-threatening injuries, but they were taken to a local hospital. The crash is still under investigation.
I'm headed downtown, cruising through the alley, tiptoeing in the street like ballet, pulled up, moped to the valet, white walls on the wheels like mayonnaise.
A Smyrna City task force met Tuesday to review an updated concept plan for redesigning the heart of the downtown after public input was collected at a series of open houses. The Smyrna City Council approved a preliminary concept for the redesign of the area, currently occupied by a roundabout and fountain, earlier this year in a 5-2 vote. Architecture firm Pond & Company then created 2 detailed concepts that the public reviewed at open houses last month. A combination of the 2 concepts was presented Tuesday to a task force charged with shepherding the project through its final design phases. The redesign is being led by Mayor Derek Norton, who appointed the task force. The task force consists of Norton, the 5 council members who voted for the redesign, and 3 other Smyrna residents. The task force plans to meet again early next week to finalize recommendations to the city council before the council votes on the updated concept. About 100 people attended each open house session to give feedback on the concepts, and another 200 to 300 people commented on the concepts online. The finer details of the concept will be decided by the task force, incorporating public input on specific details and budgetary concerns. Residents of several neighborhoods bordering a proposed massive residential development in Silver Creek voiced firm opposition to the plan during a Rome Floyd County Planning Commission meeting Tuesday. primary objections raised by the 50-plus attendees at the meeting were traffic and safety concerns on roads like Chulio and Pleasant Valley, as well as the introduction of an urban level of population density. JTG Holdings is seeking to put 1,018 single-family homes on 264 undeveloped acres north of the Silver Creek community. It's roughly bound by Hampton Boulevard to the north, Tom Bing Road to the west, and Boyd Valley Road to the east. While the proposed development would only be serviced by smaller roads, it's near the corridor for the continuing bypass project linking Georgia 101 to US 411. Even if the city does not annex and rezone the 70 acres, they may decide to continue the development plans on the other 190 acres already zoned and within the city. The panel unanimously recommended approval of a proposed residential mixed-use development on Martha Berry Boulevard and North Fifth Avenue. The recommendations will be taken up before the full Rome City Commission during its October 25th meeting.
Hi, Lisa. Hi, Super Nintendo Chalmers. I'm learning.
Cobb School Board member Dr. Jaha Howard, a Democrat, has registered to run for state school superintendent, a position currently held by Republican Richard Woods. The superintendent is the chief executive officer of the Georgia Department of Education and oversees a multi-billion dollar budget, one of the state's largest. Howard, who owns a pediatric dental practice in Smyrna, sent the Journal a brief statement Tuesday evening when asked about his registration. First elected to the school board in 2018, Superintendent Howard has repeatedly clashed with the board's Republican majority over such issues as racial disparities in Cobb schools and the district's handling of the coronavirus.
Everyone loves a winner when they're in your corner. With over 40 years of experience, Johnson & Alday can help you win in a variety of scenarios. Whether it's an auto accident, slip and fall, dog bite, or anything in between, Johnson & Alday can help you win. And here's the best part. They are so confident in their detailed process that they won't charge you a dime until your recovery for an injury claim has been secured. Visit them online at johnsonallday.com or call 678-785-9595 to get started.
Engineered Solutions is your locally owned and operated commercial and residential foundation company that specializes in foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space encapsulation.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to.
678-ESOG-NOW.
The number of people hospitalized with COVID-19 in local medical centers dropped below 100 for the first time since August as the positivity and case rates continue to ease in Floyd County. Floyd Medical Center reported 59 patients Tuesday afternoon, and Redmond Regional Medical Center had 37 patients. The county has a positivity rate of 15.3%, which is the percentage of people who test positive for COVID-19 during a given period of time. Public health officials use the rate to determine if there's a significant spread of the virus in an area. Below 5% is the goal. Meanwhile, Rome City Schools announced Tuesday it will keep its mask mandate in place when students come back from their fall break. Recognizing the decrease in cases, Superintendent Lou Byers and other school leadership said they decided that the best way to prevent another spike is to continue the current measures through the end of October. Floyd County is inching along with vaccination rates, with 45% of people having received at least one dose and 40% of residents being fully vaccinated.
How are we gonna pay? How are we gonna pay? How are we gonna pay? Last year's rent.
Canton has transitioned from a majority homeowner city to a majority rental one in 10 years. The study, released by Rent Cafe in September, showed that Canton is one of over 100 suburbs that has transitioned into a majority renter territory over the last decade. In 2010, Canton's renter share percentage was 38%, Rent Cafe reported last month. This number, as of 2019, is 52%, a change of 37%. The study also compiled the top 10 suburbs in Metro Atlanta by change in renter share, and Canton placed fourth behind Johns Creek, Mableton, and Redan, which placed first, second, and third, respectively. And now there are hundreds of churches and houses of worship in and around Cobb County. Each week on the podcast, we take the time to highlight one of them.
Hi, I'm Wilma Zalabach. I'm part-time minister at First Christian Church, Disciples of Christ in Marietta. God has blessed me. I've been able to get my doctoral studies done, so I'm D-min. Praising God for that.
Well, Wilma, tell me, what specific ways is First Christian Church helping out in the community?
First Christian Church has for years run a food pantry for the community. For the smallness of our church, it's an amazing outreach, I believe. We reach 5,000 Cobb Countyans each year, serving them with the staples of food. We're connected with the Atlanta Food Bank. That's one of the ways that we reach out and help in the community. Other ways involve, we have a facility here that is useful for the community, and so we often rent it out. There are other churches that meet in our building and some 12-step anonymous groups. So we do try to reach out with our basic building. Besides that, we do each year a special Veterans Day event. It will be November 7 this year, where we bring in a speaker and focus on veterans. We have many veterans in our congregation. And then in January, we do an Artists Day, where we try to showcase local artists. So there's two ways that even on Sunday, we invite the community in to celebrate certain segments of Cobb County population.
Well, tell me, what is a service like there?
Our services are short, usually less than an hour. That is during COVID. We were longer before that. We are small. We have some music. Usually people ask about music first. But we aren't loud or boisterous in our music. We do hymns. And we have communion every Sunday. That's very important to us. It's a main part of our service. Other than that, it's the usual parts, the prayer and the scripture reading. And I usually preach, and it's not too long, but it is Bible-centered. Then we get out and bless each other. During COVID, we've had to institute all the protocols, and we're still making it work.
And if somebody wants to find out more information about you or about the food pantry and those things, where can they find that?
We have a website, fccmarietta.org. We're also on Facebook in both ways. There's the FCC Food Pantry, and there's First Christian Church Disciples of Christ Marietta. Both those pages are on Facebook.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
I'm Glenn Drake, owner of Drake Realty and a local realtor for over 28 years in Cobb County. Cobb has always been a special place to me. I've lived here, raised children here, and built a business here. Right now, many of you have a dream to buy or sell or use real estate as a means of investing. Call the team that knows the lay of the land, Drake Realty, turning dreams into reality since 1991. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.